Monday the 6th of October. Welcome to members of the public. I don't believe we have any press people here tonight. Can I just ask that everybody has their phones on silent, please? Attendees, we have two apologies, Councillor McCullough and Councillor Adams. Table of contents, that is.
The only item that's been withdrawn is 11.4.
Oh, yes, that's right, 11.4 is withdrawn, yes. Acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land on which we gather today, and acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Do we have any declarations of pecuniary interest? I have a declaration. Let's see. In 5.4, just questions on notice for the open meeting, and 2.3, questions on notice for the closed meeting. And there is an item 3.4 in the closed. There's no report, so I don't need to refer an interest on that, I don't believe. No. Councillor Lambert.
I also have an interest of 5.4 in the open council and 2.3 in the closed.
And Councillor Goss?
Yeah, item 15.4, assistance for events, just for the first part of the chatting.
Thank you. We don't need to move that we accept them, do we? Do it. Okay, we need a mover and a second, please.
Yes.
Councillor Terrett, Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirmation of the council minutes from Monday the 18th of September. Before we confirm those, there was one closed decision that wasn't in the minutes and will be added to it. It's about the Back Creek 1% climate change modelling decision. So we need a mover and a seconder to accept the recommendation. Councillor Terrett.
Yeah.
And Councillor Archer. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The date of the next council meeting will be Monday the 20th of November. Motions on notice. We have a motion on notice regarding the waiver of hire fees for district committees.
I move that council waiver the fees and charges the district committees with meeting in council facilities.
Councillor Lambert seconding.
Just speaking very quickly.
Yes.
I think the fact that the district committee, we need to encourage district committees. They are doing the duty and they are a special committee of council. I think we should be encouraging them to be using the council facilities. I think it's very straightforward.
I'll put the recommendation. Those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. We have another notice of motion. The review of the management committees.
I'd like to move, as per my recommendation, that we conduct a review of all management committees and look at ways of assisting management committees operate and function. And two, council conducts a review of all fees and charges for all council halls and recreational facilities managed by management committees.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Brooks? Any discussion? You want to speak to
it? Just very quickly. I'm looking at how we can better ensuring that they're operating correctly and compliant with legislation. I acknowledge the work of the executive officer to going through and looking at the management agreements, and I think this actually fits in very nicely with the work that the executive officer is doing, and gives us some assurances that they're operating in accordance with the legislation. They're volunteers, and in order to assist them, I think we need to assist them as well and to help them along. The fees and charges aspect, during the budget sessions, it was raised that we would be reviewing fees and charges, And I think rather than just doing that in the budget session, that doing it in the run-up over the next 12 months into 2024 would be a good way of doing it at the same time. So I move this recommendation.
Councillor Lambert.
I won't be supporting it only because, not that I don't think the work needs to be done, I absolutely think the work needs to be done, but in the officer's recommendations it talks about the review already being scheduled to be undertaken the first part of next year, so I don't see that we need to actually endorse something that's already scheduled to be happening.
Councillor Andrews.
That's what I was going to say too.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
So myself, Councillor Goss, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Andrews and Councillor Archer. So the motion's lost. Anyone who want to move another motion or we just keep moving on? We don't need to do anything, right?
That is good.
All right, cool. Okay, questions on notice on the leave, and can we ask the member of the the executive, Councillor Archer, can you take the chair, please?
Just the recommendation needs to be.
Okay, everyone note that the questions on notice and the answers have been provided. Do you think like to comment on those or just accept them?
There's no discussion, it's just a matter of moving and accepting.
Some like so
just on that, I thought we do normally read the questions out and the answers. Does that change? Or?
That normally happens when the actual matters are actually not included, and they have been included in the minutes. Sorry, in the reports.
Okay.
So it's a matter of moving and seconding to note.
Mover and seconded to note then. Questions on those, please? Matthew, Brooks?
Second.
Seconded, Alison. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Council committees, the confirmation of their minutes. We have a mover and a second of confirm their minutes. Councillor Lambert and Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Yeah. The recommendations from the council committees. Cressy Local District Committee have a recommendation around the speed limit for Cressy Main Road. And we have an officer recommendation that we notice the concerns and write to the Department of State Growth requesting a consistent reduced speed limit from the town boundaries through the centre of Cressy. Councillor Boss, you're moving the recommendation?
Yeah, yes please.
And Councillor Lambert. All those in favour?
I have a question.
You have a question, yes?
Just in regards,
I want to discuss it.
Yep. You can, your first, Councillor Boss.
This comes through the Cressy District Committee, and for, I think, several years they've been putting forward about reducing the speed limit between the Cressy swimming pool and the shop down the main street, the news agency, down to 50 kilometres per hour, because a lot of people speeding through there. They're doing more than 60, which doesn't help. The committee's brought it to council. Council's taken it to state government. State government refused it twice now. The motion on the books, I know I moved that motion, and I think we should take it back to state growth again But it doesn't really sort of say out there in the minutes, but from the district committee recommendation, what their idea was that if the state government are not going to support the reduction of speed in the Cressy town boundary, then they'd like the opportunity to maybe council put something out there saying the state government won't do that, and then maybe they can also publicise the numbers of the state government, the state politicians, so that the Cressy community and others can actually ring them and discuss that why the boundary speed limits need to be reduced. But it is dangerous for people. We've had that one young person hit in the main street. It was about 2.5 years ago, and it's only a matter of time, I think, before we can get someone else going to be hit there. I'm not sure if council is allowed to put that information out and publicise that, but that's what the Cressy committee intention was in their motion. To the actual, because the state won't do anything about it, so that we lobby the community, lobbies politicians to get the politicians to do something about it, because state growth have totally refused for the second time.
Thank you.
So you want me to move another motion to that council do it, or is that something would happen to general manager? Is that something we can do, or we need some discussion on that?
We can think of an additional motion if you wish, need to finalise the ones in front of council.
I'd like to foreshadow a motion as well that council put out a statement about the pressing speed limit reduction and what state growth won't support it, and if any community members have got concerns about that, here are the numbers to ring, and a list of the state government politicians, so that the people at Cressy and in the rest of the area too coming up and complain about that.
Councillor Terry. Thank
you. Just the points that Councillor Goss, I think, are very valid. It shows a degree of arrogance by the Department of State Growth to ignore local communities, and the ongoing fight that we have with them on a number of issues throughout this council area is both annoying and frustrating in trying to get improvements for our local areas. What we're not asking for the world, we're just asking for a safe speed limit through town. We have this in other towns, and why they're knocking us back is very very shallow. I agree with Councillor Goss. I almost think we should be doing a petition to petition the Parliament to try to push for this, because if state government are stopping this reduction in speed limits, we should be doing something to protect our people in the township of Cressy.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to applaud the Cressy community for continuing to push this issue. It's a really important issue. And I think that we now have in our possession a growing body of evidence of speeding in that section of road, which I hope is going to become part of the correspondence that we send back to State Road. They're their own figures that they've just recently sent to us about speeding in that town. So I think once we present their own figures back to them, hopefully they will readdress this situation and realise that they do need to reduce the speed in the Cressy, because obviously people aren't heeding signs and speeding. So.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Goss.
The second motion was foreshadowed, one. Did you need someone to second that?
Yep.
Happy to second that.
Yep. You're seconding that?
Yep.
The council put out a statement about the reduction in speed limit within Cressy, and that the Department of State Growth continue not to support the reduction. The council publicised contact details for State Growth members so that the public can contact them to discuss the matter.
State politicians.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can we just change the first sentence a bit so that it makes more sense? Refuse to support the reduction rather than continue not to support the reduction.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we're happy with that, mover and seconder?
Yeah.
Any discussion?
just wondering if through to you, Ms. Whether a media release would also be prepared if this is successful.
Do you wish to have that added, Councillor Voss?
I didn't hear that.
A media release.
Yes, I think we should have that. I'm just sorry to take the discussion more, but Councillor Turrett mentioned about a petition. I've been on council. Council never run a petition against state government. So I would like to hear some advice, maybe from the general manager in future, how they could do that.
Lobbying would probably be better.
I believe lobbying would be better, but obviously leave all options open and we can investigate what those opportunities are with regards to the petition.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Everdale Advisory Committee have a recommendation around the review of the local district committees, and the recommendation from the officer is that we note the feedback provided. Do we need to move? In a second, what we need to do in a second, that one? Okay. Councillor Lambert? Councillor Terrett? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Longford Local District Committee have a recommendation around a request to place a public shower at the Memorial Hall. And the officer's recommendation is that Council investigate the need for a public shower within Longford and, if appropriate, including a suitable location by way of a future report to the council.
Yes,
Councillor Lambie and Councillor Brooks. Any discussion? Councillor Andrews?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question about this. What happened to, I know that Helping Hand several years ago was trying to get this up. I think the suggestion was that the shower be in the amenities block of the contract. What happened to that and why hasn't it happened?
They had discussions again last year as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so are we trying to repeat something here is what I'm getting at. What happened to the previous...
I'm not aware of anything on the books with regards to that location, is there? I can't recall. Mm-hmm. I can recall numerous discussions about a shower and different sites, but I can't recall a motion. But there may be one, but I can't recall it.
So does anybody know what happened? Did Helping Hand get anywhere with their campaign to get a shower, public shower somewhere?
They were looking for a location, I know that. They had some funds and they were looking for a location.
Yes.
Yes.
So we don't know.
No, where that's got to know. Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, this came up at the district committee, and there was some discussion about the new Memorial Hall, where one of those cubicles there could be turned into a shower if it's not too late. I'm not sure how far that has progressed. Yes, understand that it does cost a little bit extra money to change the plans, but would be a minimal cost. It would be a central location. I don't believe having it at the bike track would be a good location, given its poor lighting and there's quite a bit of trouble down there from time to time. I think we need it somewhere where it's easy accessible and people can monitor it a little bit there. Either that place or probably the town hall. I'm not sure what can be done there either, but it is a growing problem on Longford with the homeless, and I think we do need to start looking at ways that we can help these people out with the shower. It's the least we can do.
Councillor Lambert.
I just wanted to support those comments. I think it's about time. I do recall some years ago we had some conversations around this, and the town hall was talked about at length as being an ideal place for this to happen. And there seemed to be a lot of barriers as to why it never actually got off the ground. I'd like to see all of those things that we've talked about in the past come back to that report so we can have a really thorough look at this, because we do need to consider that this is not going away. We do have a social conscience and I believe we should be doing something to support people who are in that kind of situation. We have other communities that I know will be looking for what happens here tonight for what might be going to happen in their communities in the future too, because there are homeless people in other communities as well.
So I'd like to see this get up and running. I really believe that there are opportunities that we should be able to find somewhere to be able to put some structure in place for this to occur, and to look at a model that's going to work for our, for all of our, maybe at start this is a model for our towns and we'll move it out into other communities, because it's not just at Longford, but this is a great place to start and look at where we can make some really good support for people who really need it from.
Before I ask you, Councillor Andrews, I'd just like to ask the mover and seconder, would they be happy to include that Helping Hand is in on this conversation? Because
I absolutely think Helping Hand should be in on this conversation.
Yes. We just have that with
me. Yeah, if we can, but we definitely
want
to contact
them. There are
them.
A number of other, sorry.
There are, yes.
Another other groups that could possibly be involved as well.
Yes.
I'm also Council's rep on the Homelessness Committee, but that's a wider parameter that looks at some of these things. But there's a lot of support that could be gained from those agencies in that committee as well. We could get a lot of advice and some support from them as well. So,
Andrews.
Can I foreshadow a motion?
Yes.
That would say that Council investigate where a public shower can be constructed within Longford, rather than Council investigate the need for a public shower? That Council actually investigates where.
Just that recommendation does have including a suitable location.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to foreshadow another motion that actually means that we start action rather than investigating and coming back with a report, that we actually start doing something about it.
Is that what you said?
We definitely will be doing that. That will be part of what we are doing, definitely.
Even though we've done that in the past.
Well, the report will come back. I don't recall a report coming back to Council. So, you know, if there is one, we'll do research to see if we can find one, but I can't recall an actual report. I can recall us meeting with Helping Hand.
I don't think we've done anything other than support Helping Hand into trying to do what they wanted, which is what they wanted to share, and they were looking for a location. Yes. Anyway, I'm at the cafeteria.
Just very quickly, I'd just like to add to what Councillor Lambert said in relation to other communities, and Perth, I know firsthand that people are sleeping under the bridge in Perth, and similarly there is that need in Perth as well. I'm sure it's happening in Campbelltown as well, so this problem is much more broader than Longford, and we should be conscious, if we're going to do this, what's needed in those other communities.
Councillor Goss, you can hear that.
We've talked about having the house next door. That would be something, a shower be incorporated in that. That's something we've got on the plan. So I don't know if this is the right time to talk about it. Should we invite the mayor or not?
Yeah, yes, Madam Mayor, that was one of the sites that's mooted as well as an opportunity. And the hall, Memorial Hall, there's a number of sites. And also the Helping Hand site itself was also perhaps a consideration with discussions with Helping Hand too.
Councillor Brooks, can you summarise?
Similar to
what
Councillor Goss was. Okay. Councillor Terry. I'd say that every town's got council facilities which have lots of showers. Every sports ground has lots of showers. Maybe it's a matter of maybe just in a trial, for a trial period, just seeing about, you know, whether they are used and whether some stage they could be partly open for the public. I'm not sure, but we already have a lot of showers in every town owned by the council.
Okay, I'm going to put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, Councillor Andrews, did you want to foreshadow or did you want to put a motion forward?
No, because I've just been talked out of it.
That's fine.
Even though I would make comment, as I say no, that we all accept that there's a need for this, so why not do something about it rather than get another report?
Yes. Ross Local District Committee, they do also have comments around the review of the local district committee structure, and the recommendation is we note the request, which forms part of a separate report. So mover and a seconder, Councillor Starcher and Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
I won't speak against the motion. I think Ross District Committee is raising some very valid concerns, and the need to the district committees to actually talk and saying how we can do it. I know when I first moved this, the motion to council, I was looking at trying to improve it. And I don't want to see it rushed and pushed through. I'd rather see the right solution be be constructed, and that district committees have done improved. The suggestion by Ross was that they have a workshop or a discussion together and between all the district committees as well, and I think there was there's some very good valid reasons for doing this. And whilst I understand that Council wants to do a separate part of a separate report, I do think there is a need for the district committees to have a conversation between themselves.
Madam Mayor, I think that's answered in the recommendations in 13.1, where there's an alternative suggestion there that Council extend the period of operation of the current MOU until the 3rd of June 2024 to allow additional time for the review of the MOU understanding to be undertaken.
I think that just goes a little bit further in saying that the district committees need to talk together and what's their purpose, what are they there, even if it's just for chairmen, just to have that conversation between themselves, because quite often they operate in isolation and they don't get that opportunity. And I think Ross had some very valid concerns that they've raised.
Okay, I'm going to put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Information?
Sorry,
Councillor Terris, you're against?
I'm against.
Yes. Information items, the recommendation is that they be received. Can I have a mover and a seconder, then we'll have the discussion. Councillor Brooks and Councillor Landers. Okay, any discussion?
Well, just yes. One thing.
Yes.
With the mayor's activities, the JBS Swift on site meeting, can we get a report on that?
Councillor Lambert.
That was myself. I went to, it was basically a meet and greet. They had the communications officer down from Queensland doing a bit of a PR build, just to sort of try and build their reputation in our community as the meat processor. So it was just a general meet and greet, and also it was to meet the new plant manager, Blake Barker, and to have a little conversation with her. And they did extend an invitation for councillors to go on site and to go and have a meeting with them at some point, just to have a look at how they're reinvigorating the business, that their work. So there's an open invitation for us as councillors to meet with them at some point, go and have a look at what they're doing there. They're very keen to talk about what they support in the community, so sponsorships and things like that, and their branding, and just to talk about their role in the community as employers, but also as sponsors for events and things like that.
And they'll put forward some dates. Is that your thought?
Or we can put some dates forward to them. They're more than happy to take us through and talk to us about how they're trying to change the.
Thank you.
Can I ask Councillor Lambert?
Yes, absolutely. Councillor Lambert, you've got another question.
Yes. Can I ask a question? Did they mention the POM and why we still have it, even though Hawthorne spent $3 million on a new sewage plant?
No, the POM didn't come up. But it was, no.
Any more questions regarding information items?
I just have a question to the General Manager in relation to the infrastructure contribution motion notice that I put back in June, that letters to MPs are yet to be sent. I'm just wondering when they're going to be done.
I'll follow up on that and let you know.
Councillor Andrews, sorry, just one question. In the page 26, 7.4.1, the Bicycle Advisory Committee, just wondering what happened to the long bridge idea. Remember there was an idea put forward that instead of trying to come in under the viaduct and put a walking cycle bridge across down near the boat ramp to get our bikes and walkers in and out of Longford, that people had suggested the idea of the long bridge coming over the old long bridge area. Has that idea disappeared? Or?
No, that's...
Madam Mayor, I understand that's still part of the investigation with regards to the cycle paths throughout the area that the committee's looking at, the cycle committee's looking at. So it's part of, I think I spoke to their officer the other day and raised that with me, indicating that was one of the options still being put forward.
Councillor Brooks.
Just the report about the mill dam that we spoke about, I think it was the last meeting. Is there a time frame for that? Because the district committee are pretty keen on having a look at that as well.
We're seeking a meeting with the consultant. We're getting to actually do a bit of review for us on that area. We're looking at that meeting occurring, I think, later this week, I believe. We'll be then getting some time frames. That's why we're having a meeting, just some time frames to see how long the project is going to take that he's managing for us. I'll provide that advice once I've got that.
Okay, if there's no more questions about any motion items, I'll put them in recommendations. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, it's public question and statement time. Welcome to members of the public. It's now time for anybody who would like to ask a question that's not related to any of the planning items. So if anyone's got a question or would like to make a statement about something that's nothing to do with the planning items that are committed tonight. You've got 3 minutes. Thanks, Councillor Ross. And you just need to state your name and address and ask your questions. Yes?
No, Annette Olsey from Walford. I know you've had this discussion, but I just want to talk about the public shower for Walford. I'm just wondering, because I didn't know that it was commented in the officer's comments, the inclusion of accessible showers at this stage in the Memorial Hall would increase costs and extend the time frame of the project if approvals were achieved. I hear that you're going to look into this matter, but we would ask, if possible, if you could perhaps look at that now, because obviously the hall is proceeding ahead with its works as we speak, and it would surely save council some money if that was an option to do that, even if it was done in one of the existing toilets in the original part of the hall. I mean, what price do we put on dignity for someone to be able to have a shower? And this discussion has been going on for many years. And we'd all have to be living under a rock if we haven't seen people living in cars and old buses and under bridges and all sorts of things. So we really ask on behalf of these people that it's done sooner rather than later. And also have that's all really to say that one. And just one other thing regarding the district committees. Look, I just want to say that the district committees would appreciate the chance to have a forum for people to get together and discuss what's really needed for those committees. And also just to make the comment that some, particularly Longford and I think Perth, really are very proactive. They're bigger towns, so that's probably the reason. So we really need to be able to have monthly meetings, bi-monthly, as suggested, just isn't going to work for us at all, because it's too long a time frame between issues, and we barely can fit in now in monthly meetings what we need to discuss. So, we do ask that they, obviously other committees can have, if they wish, bi-monthly, but we ask that that's an option for them, but like the monthly still continues.
Thank you. Nobody else wishes to make a statement about nothing, there's nothing to do with any of the planning
items? Nothing to do with planning. John is at Wellington Street. I'd just like to make a statement about the district committee and just say that it's one of the great mechanisms we have in the town to be able to get views and issues discussed, and the thought that you would reduce it to every 2 months I think would be an absolute tragedy. It would actually interfere with being able to approach the district committee about planning issues. A planning issue could go through, if it was 2 monthly, without us having any access to the district committee, because they would be meeting every 2 months. So could I just urge you to reconsider, or perhaps put Longford District Committee as a separate issue. If you're going to reduce things and shrink public access, could you please not do it in Longford? We're fairly desperate to keep the town alive, and the district committee certainly does that, I believe. And if anything, it's probably up to the council to try and give it a bit more oomph and a bit more support, because from my experience they do a very good job, and I trust that you will not change the system to bi-monthly. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Rizzo. Okay, we'll move into planning. Councillor Terrett and Councillor Archer. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, is there anyone who wishes to ask a question or make a statement around planning one, which is the draft amendment to the Northern Midlands Local Provision Schedule, Collins Street, Edinburgh. Okay, planning two, 7A William Street, Campbelltown. No one wishes to speak. Right. Planning three is multiple dwellings, 21 Woolworth Street, Longford. Everyone's happy? Planning four has been withdrawn. Planning five is a shared fence alterations, part change of the youth studio to secondary residence, Latour Street, Longford. Okay, planning six, the retaining wall and privacy screen on existing rear fence at Newton Road, Newton Way, Perth.
Yeah.
Yes. You have 3 minutes, just state the name and address. Okay.
Oh, this is far away. Emily Quinn from 7 Newton Way. So I believe, upon consulting with Rebecca, the boundary, the screening has been resolved, which is in the discussion. Basically, the correspondence that we received, and Rebecca stated that Wade was previously associated with Northern Midlands Council, advised the 11 Newton Way that it is a garden wall. That's not actually the case. I'm going to remind you that Wade could actually sue for defamation. Stated in writing that that's incorrect. I have spoken with him and he assured me that he did not refer to it as that. Basically, we're not trying to be difficult, but with having that retaining wall so high, so close to our boundary, is making us having to have a privacy screen, which is going to lose sunlight, but the people have proposed the garden shed, which is going to interfere with our land quite significantly due to shadowing. Because the land is up 600 high, you add a garden shed on top of that, it's going to be taller than our house. Who is then going to pay for our increased power bills because we have no sunlight into our house? Basically, we're sick of the lies that are going along with this project. I've been in contact with council from day one over this, and we just want our concerns heard. And again, we're not trying to be difficult. We do have a daughter as well, which, you know, privacy is an issue, hence the screening we're for. But we would like the garden shed to be proposed to the other side of the property. It also affects our neighbours at 11 Milton Way, which it also states in your writing that it was received after closing, which it wasn't. It was lost and then found, similar to our first incident with this property when the application for it to be built, our application got lost and then found. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Just know that when we make the decision, we have to abide by the rules in the legislation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on planning six?
I'd like to respond. I'm Caitlin Prosser.
11 Milton Way. Basically, I'd just like to say that in regards to all of the concerns that I feel that the representatives made in their representation, I did really try my best to write an in-depth response to council. I've tried to address all of the different concerns that they brought up. And the reason that the wall went in to start with was to assist with the drainage that was running downhill onto their property. And that was where consulting with Wade came into it. It's designed to help the drainage system. I've also been to council about everything else that I've sort of intended to do in my backyard, which is why I've submitted this planning application now, when I realised I needed to seek council advice. I've also inquired about the shed, and I've been told that I don't need a permit for that. I have considered the location of the shed, and I am going to move it from where I originally had it, but with the drainage system, unfortunately, it means it cannot go in to the other side of the yard because that's where the drainage pits are. So I am trying to find a spot that will create privacy and that won't be in the spot where the representative said it will be blocking light from their property. So I am trying hard to meet the concerns of everyone.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on planning 6? Okay, planning 7 is a 24-hour vehicle fuel sales for cars and trucks, 26A Tannery Road, Longford. Does anyone wish to speak on that? Yes.
Speaking everyone, my name's Steve Duncan. I'm the local sales manager for Northern Tasmania for Lowe's Petroleum Service BP. Firstly, I want to thank you for allowing me the time to address you tonight. Some background about Lowe's Petroleum. We're an Australian-owned and operated company providing fuel and lubricant solutions to regional Australia since 1977. Head office is based in a small country town in Goondiwindi, Queensland. In 2015, Lowe's Petroleum Service partnered with BP Australia in a long-term joint venture to service regional Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Tas. Lowe's offers local service through our network of bulk fuel and lubricant depots, delivery vehicles and retail service stations. It is delivered by a team of people who understand the local communities in which we operate. We employ 34 people in Tasmania currently. This development is another example of Lowe's long-term commitment to Tasmania. Lowe's Petroleum Service has recently submitted a development application for a 24-hour refuelling offer at Longford. The proposed refuelling offer is to support our existing local customers that desire BP quality fuels, and it is also to provide an alternative competitive offering to the local community. The proposed plan is for heavy vehicle refuelling and light vehicle refuelling with diesel, motor spirit and AdBlue products. We have future plans to add EV charging stations to the site as the demand for electric charging increases. I'm here tonight to show we are not only committed to this development but also supporting our existing local customers in Longford community.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak about planning 7? I'm just wondering how many people would like to speak about planning 7? That's fine. If there's a whole lot we don't, we can only have 2 for and 2 against. Go ahead.
Right. I'm just speaking on behalf of the community of Longford.
You better say your name.
And at all seat Longford. I believe we all share the same concern of the negative impact this fuel stop will have in terms of traffic congestion, safety, the impact on existing businesses, and of course further erosion of the appearance to the entrance of our historic town and its unique character. The application before you leaves many questions unanswered. We see now that the road will need to be widened. How will the road be widened? Given the embankments on Tannery Road, it raises many questions and concerns as to how the road can be widened on the east side and what impact it will have on the footpath, trees, rose bed, etc. How does this proposal not compromise or distort the hierarchy of Longford's business centre? We all know that it will seriously impact existing petrol stations with at least one forced to close due to a downturn in business, leaving us with a long-term vacant site, just as it is in Perth. It is ludicrous that Perth gets a bypass, but Longford is to have a 24-hour truck fuel stop, bringing more traffic, including an increase of heavy vehicles into the entrance of our town. When there has been much discussion about a future bypass for Longford also, this proposal completely lacks common sense. Council should not approve this application when it does not have all the information needed to make an informed decision. We ask that Council defer the planning application and request revised plans be submitted, which include the road widening, the modified access, including the sweep path showing large turning vehicles will not encroach over the centre line, and further information regarding the impact of the hierarchy of the town before making a final decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who stands up you want to speak?
John Azzard, Wellington Street. The Tannery Road Refuelling Centre is a totally inappropriate and unnecessary development. The development has the potential to add to the unbearable and dangerous traffic congestion in Tannery Road section that is really the northern end of Wellington Street. This section has to contend with, I think it's 18,000 traffic movements a day coming from a catchment area of the southwest section of the Northern Midlands Council area. It's a gigantic catchment area, and the only exit is through the town and across that area. The traffic entering Wellington Street from the southern end encounters vehicles that are either entering or collecting items of business or deliveries. The businesses that are now entering or leaving the area are Swift's Meat Abattoir, Swift's Shop, Copper's Logs, Kingsley House, the Storage Facility, the Dog Shampoo Boutique, Case Tractors, the United Service Station, Hill Street Shopping Centre, Ian Frost's Ironworks, the Country Club Hotel, the Shell Service Station, Grubbs Tyres, and John Deere Tractors, which is the largest John Deere distributor in Australia. That's the amount of traffic that we've already got there, and to this traffic you want to add a 24-hour service facility which is going to bring in double B semi-trailers and traffic which have all the alternative options open already within the town. 50 metres down the road is United Service Station. We've just spent a fortune redoing that up, and with a provision for heavy duty vehicles. The Shell Service Station has just been restored and done up. So you've had two major developments, people pouring money into the town, and now we're talking about just ignoring the effort they've made and possibly now creating a situation that's going to lead to the closing of one of the service stations. I don't believe the town can support another service station. And apart from that, I just find there's a degree of arrogance in the way they've already started work putting a driveway entrance in before giving the council the benefit of having or making a decision and weighing up the arguments. Thank you.
Thank you. We've had two speakers against and one for. Does anyone else wish to speak for this application? Okay, we'll move into what we've got to do. Planning one. The draft amendment to the Northern Midlands Local Provision Schedule, Collins Street, Evandale.
Leaders recommended.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the second. Okay, have a seconder for the recommendation that's there.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Councillor Terrick's moved it. Councillor Goss has seconded. Any discussion? No discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 2, 7A William Street, Camberton.
Good
mover of a recommendation? Councillor Terrett? And do I have a seconder? Councillor Archer? Okay, any discussion? Councillor Andrews?
Can I just re-emphasise a point so it's clear what we're voting on and talking about, that this application has come back for a second time and the proponent is suggesting dropping the number of units from what was originally 18 to 14. It's now 14 lot subdivision.
So it's... it was originally 18 lots, and that included the road lot and two footpath lots. So it's 15 residential lots plus three lots. It's now 14 residential lots, so they've dropped one residential lot, which brings those lots up from around about 600 to about 727. So it's 14, still 17 lots, 14 residential plus three. Two footpath and one road lot.
Thank you. No more discussion? I'm sorry, Mr. Goddard, I should have asked you if you wished to speak first. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, item 3 is multiple dwellings, 21 Bulwer Street, Walford. Do you wish the planners to say anything? Okay, got a mover and a seconder for a motion? Councillor Archer? Any discussion? No? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 4 has been withdrawn. Planning 5 is the alterations on the shed and the fence at Latour Street, Longford. Finish discussing a little bit?
No, nothing further.
Okay. Anyone wish to move a motion? Councillor Andrews? And Councillor Lambert. Okay, any discussion? No discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, 25. That's 25, the department. Planning 6 is the retaining wall privacy screen on the existing rear fence at Muirton Way 3rd. Okay. Councillor Brooks?
I'll move the recommendations but with some alterations to it.
What would you like?
I'd like to include a number 3, that the shed be moved to the south-eastern corner of the property. If we're dealing with a retrospective application here, this is the point of it, that it's all been built without council approval. And to protect, the applicant and the neighbours, I think a couple of these little changes could potentially help everyone. So I'd like to see that happen. I'd also like to see that building approval be required for the retaining wall, because we don't know if that retaining wall is up to council specifications. It says in this advice here that building approval may be required. May be required. Well, we need to know whether, we need to know, and everyone, the applicant and the neighbours need to know that that building, that wall, is going to hold up. We don't want to be sitting around this table in another 5 years' time, it falls over and knocks the fence over, and we've got a hell of a mess to clean up. So I think to protect all parties, I would like to see those two additions put on the recommendation.
Sorry, to which side?
To the southeast corner of the property. I don't know if any other councillors have been able to have a look, but it's absolutely a disgrace.
At the moment, we'll just get the wording right.
Yep.
because we'll need to have a seconder, but also comment from the planners.
So you want a call, isn't it?
And, yeah, call is the retaining wall.
Can you mark them in a separate colour, please?
And can I, is there a seconder for those additions, Councillor Terry? Now, comment from the planners?
Through you, Madam Mayor. As the planner assessing this application, I can't support those additional recommendations, and there's a couple of reasons for those. In regards to point three, or condition three, that you wish to insert, the reason being is that the shed is a no permit required, and it did not form part of this application. So to be able to condition something that doesn't form part of this application is against the Act.
And can I ask before we go any further, so it's not enforceable?
It's not enforceable. We can't enforce a condition if that doesn't relate to the actual application that was made.
Well, even though it's blocking out the light in the neighbour's house.
So the shed has no consideration under this application. And as discussed in the workshop, the shed itself has received advice previously that it did not require planning approval. It's a no permit required. In regards to condition four, that building approval be obtained, that's in regards to a different act. We're acting under LUPA, not under the Building Act 2016, nor under the National Construction Code. So we can't actually condition whether building approval is required or not required. We can give them advice, but it's not enforceable. That's what I've done.
Well, on that basis, though, isn't this a retrospective? So why are we sitting here then with this in front of us, if that's the case? What are we actually approving here?
Sure. We're approving the fact that there is a structure, and whether that needs building approval or not building approval, but it's risen the ground, so therefore, and it's within 1.5 metres of the rear boundary, extending more than either 9 metres of that length, or one third in total. So from a planning point of view, it does not meet the setback. That's what we're considering, is that what that structure does in terms of elevating the ground level within 1.5 metres of the rear boundary.
So we need anyone?
Well, Madam Mayor, they're not enforceable at the day, and I think that's what the officer's clearly indicated. Would there be any problem with identifying them as notes to the that there with regards to the follow up with regards to.
Sure, they could be advice or notes, but they could not be a condition that's impossible.
So we could put them down as a note to make them aware that these issues have been raised, but they're not enforceable.
The mover and the seconder are happy with that, so that can be moved to another part of the recommendation.
Can I make a comment?
No, sorry. Yeah, Councillor Archer.
Look, I did visit the site and we had a discussion about this at the workshop before. I would just appeal to the person at 11 Yorton Way to maybe move the shed to a better position. I understand it can't be required to be moved. It passes all the planning laws. It's a situation, obviously, with a retaining wall that it may have to be moved away from the fence, I'm not sure, but basically I consider that hopefully the parties can come to some arrangement in solving the issues.
So we've got them in as a note now. Any further discussion? Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 7 is a 24-hour vehicle fuel sales for cars and trucks, 26A Tannery Road, Longford. Did any planner want to speak first? Okay. So, anyone wish to move a recommendation? Or move a recommendation? Councillor Archer.
I'd like to remove it. We refuse this application. The reasons are, do I need to say it now?
If you can.
I believe that the traffic situation is untenable. I believe that the access onto and into and out of the new proposal is inadequate. It is conditional, in my opinion, on state growth resolving the issue in regards to turning lanes. There have been some solutions suggested as auxiliary lanes. I consider with the amount of large vehicles, including farm machinery, utilising that section of road, we have two entrances which have large vehicles coming in and out pretty well constantly, and with also the, I think it was 10,000 vehicles a day on that road to the public, 18,000 was it, that it is an obligation before that approval, that development is approved, that State Growth commit to putting in a dedicated lane so that vehicles travelling south can pass any vehicle turning into this development.
I second that.
Councillor Andrews is seconding.
Just make sure we've got this.
Just note that when the planning authority goes against the recommendation, they need to record their reasons for doing so. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get one.
And one was that State Growth will insist State Growth put an extra line in. Now, I don't know the best way of wording that. Does the first dot point cover that, Mr. Archer? It doesn't really say an extra line.
Perhaps you could say that the design of turning lanes has not been resolved.
Yes.
Do you think those two dot points cover your points?
Oh, I'll just comment that basically I consider I can't vote against it on other information in regards to commercial realities of extra service stations. Even putting in an extra lane, we're damaging a road's edge along the edge of the road, so there will be damage caused. Hopefully any extra lane can be done in a way that doesn't cause any damage to the footpath and the trees, so it might have to be a pretty well vertical raised section. But the idea that an auxiliary lane be put in there is just ludicrous, considering the size of the traffic that could use it. Imagine a B-double coming out, a B-double going in, and a tractor going past. It's just not going to work. And I consider that the independent planning traffic advice we received clearly states that. So basically, it's to do with the only to do with the provisions of adequate turning lanes. And that I consider is. Fairly clear.
We also need to be very clear that we've got our reasons.
We have to vote against the recommendation that's been put forward first, and then put this as a second motion.
So it needs to be refused.
Okay, so the first one needs to be refused. First
it has to be against.
If we
have to have a majority against the officer's recommendation first.
But if we haven't got a councillor who wants to move...
Oh, if you don't...
Yes, we haven't
moved
or seconded.
Yes.
We've only...
They're putting a recommendation for refusal.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. We may have a foreshadowed motion where somebody wishes to approve.
Do you have to put that?
But we need to make sure our reasons are all there.
Refused.
Yeah. Reasons why we refused.
I just have a further concern relating to signage. We already have concerns at United about signage, particularly where this position, a particular service station is being proposed. There is traffic coming out of Swifts, which will any signage going close to the road or not set back sufficiently will have an impact on any vehicles coming forwards and past that site. Adequate setback of signage is essential. I wouldn't like to see another situation as it's United has done. It isn't, it's not in suiting with the streetscape of Longford, because it is the entrance point of the town, and therefore should reflect the streetscape of the town. I don't think that the service station in fact does.
Councillor Brooks.
I couldn't see on the report the design of the turn and lane. Was that not there?
No, that's right.
Is there a reason why that isn't included in the report? Because that's a fairly significant. Anyone that's lived in Longford for any amount of time has travelled that road numerous times, and traffic coming in and out of Swift has always been a problem. Now we're exacerbating it without having the these extra lanes, but there's nothing for us to look at. But
no, well, when it was referred to state growth, and it's there, right? It's the state growth controlled road that's going on to. They initially raised no concern with the proposal, so there was no trigger for us to ask to turn in lane designs. Once we had an independent traffic assessment done, it did raise concerns. We passed that to state road, and that's when they raised that there'll need to be a right turn lane. But that was beyond the time that we could ask for the turn lane designs.
So should we be including that here?
Well, I think that's what you've got at that second dot point. The design of turning lanes is not really resolved.
And further to that, if we do see a... or do we have any input into that with state growth? Because to tidy that one, if it gets... if they are going to widen that road, are they going to incorporate the Swift entrance as well? Like, will that encompass all that road from where they have to right through to make Swift's entrance and exit safe as well? Or would they just do that for this proposal?
That's it, it's only for this proposal.
Because we're only dealing with that particular
I know. But wouldn't it make sense for state growth to tidy the whole length of that road up? So these type of proposals could, you know...
But I don't think we can leave...
No,
I know.
But we can still raise it, but it can't be...
That's what I asked about, if we have any...
Councillor Archer, would you like to sum up?
And I'd just like to say that this is a complicated situation. You said you have two entrances close. You also have very large vehicles, B doubles, which could actually cover both entrances. So it's not just cars. It's a really complex issue. And I just encourage other councillors to not necessarily knock back the proposal in total, but we're just looking at trying to solve a problem in the development.
Councillor Boss, you didn't get a turn before, and
you did
your hand up.
Just this is amazing, I'll support this, but it's really important that the design is done something for today's standards, not something that would have been okay, you know, 30 or 40 years ago when the rent company started. Today, at the moment, we've got a right-hand turn lane into Hill Street. We've got a right-hand turn lane that goes into the tractor place down across the road from Hill Street. And to have something in this particular place with no right-hand turn lane just doesn't make any sense to me, and I'll be supporting the motion.
Councillor Lambert.
Yeah, just one thing. I'll absolutely be supporting this motion. I could not support what was here. I believe it was a disaster waiting to happen, which is going to create confusion and congestion, and I believe accidents. I think it is dangerous, and I'm glad that I'm able to support this one.
Okay, I'm going to put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, we move out of planning. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Goss. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Oh yes, we're adjourned for a meal.